Have a seat right here. Ladies, how are you? Everybody sit. Here we go. All right. Let me tell you something really cool we did not too long ago. We went with the two grandsons, Liam and Zane, to this place in Dallas that it's kind of cool. How many of you know what a knight is? A knight in shining armor, got the metal stuff, and they ride horses, and they joust, and they do all that. Y'all don't know what a knight is? You do? Okay. Well, we went there, and they have different teams. They're different colored knights. And when you walked in, we were given the blue knight. And so the blue knight would come running into the, what, Julie? Riding, not running. Thank you. I knew it wasn't running. I just didn't say it correctly. But anyway, he came riding in on the horse, and when he would come in, we would all go, yay! And Liam and Zane and Julie and Kristen and me, we were all just up there waving our flag because he's our hero and he's going to win, which he didn't win. But anyway, we cheered him on, okay? And it was a lot of fun. And every time he'd come in, he'd go out for a while and he'd come in, we'd all get our flags and we'd be shaking them like that. And it was kind of like what Jesus had on Palm Sunday, because this is Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday is the beginning of what is called Holy Week, and it's when we celebrate the last days of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that when Jesus came into Jerusalem for the last time, the end of his life was coming close. It tells us this. It says, two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Now listen to this. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut, what did they cut? Branches. What kind of branches? Palm branches. You're going to be my illustrator. Can you come hold my palm branch? Y'all, I heard y'all made these in Sunday school. And what does that say right there? Hosanna? But when Jesus came in to Jerusalem on his donkey, not a fancy horse, what would they do? Show them. They would wave, yeah, like the flag, you know, you're the big deal. And it says they cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. You were right, I was wrong. And they threw their garment, I mean, they shouted, praise God for the Son of David, blessings to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And so it was a really big time, a lot of fun, and they were shouting, and Jesus came in, and they were thinking he was going to be their new king. But what happened at the end of the week on Friday? What did they do to Jesus at the beginning of the week? They celebrated him. By Friday, what did they do? They crucified him. The same people who celebrated him, by the end of the week, crucified him. And a lot of people believe that the main reason is because he was not the kind of king that they wanted. Let me tell you, there are a lot of people looking for a Jesus that they want, not a Jesus that really is. And we need to understand that Jesus came for one main purpose. What's that main purpose? What was the main purpose he came for? To die for your sins. That's why he came. So you could be forgiven. So let's pray and thank Jesus that he died for our sins, okay? Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I thank you that you died for their sins. May we understand how important it is to celebrate you as you want us to. And I thank you for these kids. May we look forward to Easter next Sunday. In Jesus' name.